With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hinda, bari me, we're coming at you live for Tatum Wings House. Yes! Last time I was here, I'm so drunk.
Well, that's the problem of you being here during the day. I've never seen you here during the day.
Yes, my first time, actually.
First time at my house during the day. And you've been to my house quite a couple of times. Yeah. It's nice to see how you look.
And I gotta say, you got a beautiful house, man. You know you've made money when you're living in a plot, eh? Eh? Is that super spot money, eh?
Shut up.
Tata Boy, thanks for coming through, man. You've been wanting to do this.
I know. Actually, I should have been the first person on this show. Yeah. Like, I feel... like, it's so unfair. You guys are setting me up for failure.
Why?
Like, throwing me under the bus.
Why?
Off to so many famous people. And then I see everyone on Instagram is like, and I'm like, yo.
Oh, dude, people don't know this, but do you know, you actually got me fired. Why?
I did. Macabre, please tell the truth. I didn't get you fired. And why? I gave you something.
The ammunition.
I gave you the ammunition. Yeah. It was your stupid decision to actually use it.
So a lot of people don't know this, but there's a clip I played of some pastor who's being very homophobic. And that got me fired ultimately. Right?
But at the end of the day, guess what?
Yeah.
It's 2019 now. Don't you feel like you should be having like Bob Marley's redemption song?
Yeah.
Like, I fought for the people and I got fired for it. Like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. So she gave me the clip that I eventually played on air, which eventually got me fired. So if it wasn't for Tato, I'd probably still have a job. But anyway, welcome.
But look at you now. I helped you out.
Yeah, you did.
You would have been stuck in a cage.
And look at you. You're at Super Sport now.
I got out the cage.
You know?
I'm joking.
What happened at Thursday Night Live, dude? That was crazy, man.
What do you mean that was crazy?
Because I got a call from my girl, right? I was busy on my couch watching YouTube, whatever. She's like, yo, dude, Robin Morrow just left. He sent a tweet saying he got an SMS. And he's like, look at Thursday Night Live. Your girl Tatum is doing the show. What's going on? I'm like, what?
I don't know what's going on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So when you walked in, did you know what was happening?
I don't know what you mean.
So did they tell you you're going to be doing the show or you only found out when you got there?
I don't know what you mean.
Ah, Tatum. Is it going to be one of those interviews?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, but we'll get to that later on.
Let's no, we're not.
We will. People want to know, Chief. But anyway, listen, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
You were part of the first
Y Academy,
which I think birthed a lot of stars, ne?
Actually, it did. I think 100% of us actually got hired by YFM after the 6-month internship program. But the cool thing with that internship was we auditioned for it and like everyone in the country wanted to actually get this opportunity.
It was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. YFM back in the day was like hot, still is. And then I applied for the internship and then I got called back for an audition and it was a table. I am like, what, 20 years old at the time?
Yeah.
There's Ashifa Shaba. Ooh. There's Kenton Pele. There is, quite a lot of people that I don't remember right now with the names, but quite a lot of industry people, about 12 people giving you an audition and they were asking you questions, like hard questions. Yeah. And I made it.
Because you started with Len Moleko.
No, Len came the year after.
Oh, so who did you start with? TD?
No, TD was not in Y Academy.
So who did you start with? Khumotso?
Khumotso, Taje, Pilatiakana, Stapura, Dumelo, Kumani. Oh, yes. That was the group. There was also Roya Vajivandi. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Chubby and Roya.
Chubby. Yeah. There was Chubby. There was Tandy Daniela Dowry. Yeah. Yeah, so that was the group of guys that we had at Y Academy. And then that's where we also got to meet Monde, yes, who was a big part of Y Academy. He was like a steering ship. He helped us get through all those classes because the cool thing was you got to spend a month with every single department. Mm. And because it was the first one, those people actually worked and they really taught us what to do. No, seriously, they did. Mm. And when I look at everybody else from the Y Academy and where they are today, I mean, Pilar is a massive producer at Metro FM. You look at Tandy, she's moved down to Cape Town. Stapura was also station manager at YFM. So it kind of was a good cementing place. I must thank Y Academy.
Did you think you were going to get into this industry? Because you went to a very arty school, Pro Arte, ne?
I went to Pro Arte. Mm. So yes, I've always been an arty-farty person. Yes. I've always wanted to be in this industry in one way or another. My background actually is stage theater. Yeah, I actually started doing theater and musical theater, yeah, when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And before then, in grade one, I used to go to iStedford, do poetry. So yes, I've always been interested in entertaining people.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's a good way to put it, in entertaining people. So after going to Pro Arte, I studied drama for 6 years, like intense, heavy stuff, you know, like some morbid stuff. And went to TUT. And I thought I wanted to be the next Steven Spielberg or someone fabulous. I went to first year film school,
yeah,
with like some really, really cool people. That guy Gavin, who won the Oscar or whatever.
I don't know. Let's just say, yeah, yeah.
He went to TUT, yeah, and I was like, I'm going to be the first black. Yeah. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
I failed. Yeah. I failed so bad. Well, I only failed one subject, but it was really, really hard. It opened my eyes, and I went to do an easier subject, journalism, and I aced that one.
And then when did the waitressing job come into play?
Oh, I started waitressing when I was in high school, 16 years old. Me and my one bestie, Moresi, we were just tired of asking our mom for money to go do our hair. Like, we're, like, so over it. Like, why are we still asking our moms for money to go do hair?
Yeah.
And then we went and got a job at Spur. And that's actually when I started working. So I haven't stopped working since then.
Do you still remember the Spur birthday song?
No. It's traumatic. It's like those people who grew up and then their parents used to throw them parties and bring clowns.
Yeah.
And then now they're scared of clowns. The Spur birthday song.
Oh, that's crazy. So now you get it, Y, right? And when I first met you at Y, because I started pretty much the same time as you.
Yeah.
You never struck me as someone who wanted to be in front of the camera or in front of the mic per se.
Yes.
You look like behind the scenes. So when you did sports, I was like, Tato, doing sports.
But MacGyver, remember, it actually initially started that way. Thinking about my background, saying that I've always just wanted to entertain me in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I actually am a very shy person, contrary to popular belief.
Look at you.
I talk a lot, but yeah. I'm literally a very shy person, getting into new spaces and whatnot. So yes, I am somehow a behind the scenes person. I've always liked to help out with costumes, you know, being like a stage manager when I was in high school. And that's why I went into radio, because radio was behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, if Super Bowl come calling, are you going to say no?
Do you remember your first sports broadcast? Because I remember you got a lot of slack from the wide listeners at the time.
Yeah, I actually got a lot of slack, and I remember the people who gave me slack. I remember you.
Yeah.
I remember the people who gave me slack. And you know what the funny thing was about my first broadcast? Remember, we just finished Y Academy.
Yeah.
Right? And after finishing Y Academy, we then all got hired in our different departments.
Yes.
And then I went to news.
To news, yes.
And that's where I met Zamanyiswa Nyuswa and William Lohong.
Yeah.
They were in the newsroom. And then Mpoko Bai came in and joined us in the newsroom later on.
Yeah.
So it was us. One morning when my job had just started as a news editor, it was just myself and Zama. Zama was reading the news. I was her junior, you know, assisting her. Yeah. Hey, you, do you know anything about the Blue Bulls? I'm like, yo, sure, Majova. The Blue Bulls are coming to rear up me. And he's like, go.
Just like that.
That was DJ Spoo's very first day at YFM as he came back, if you remember. I know there was a huge big deal about it.
08 or what?
Thank you. Mm. And his sports person just didn't pitch on the first day. So I was like, oh, okay, you want me to put together a news bulletin? I'm like, this guy's playing games. Yes, he doesn't know me.
Yeah.
I start putting together a bulletin. I mean, I was starting to put together bulletins anyway. Mm. I did my first bulletin. I literally had about 10 minutes to do so. So when people go and
scrutinize
my first bulletin, I'm like, honey, thank you so much. That was done in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Like, yes. If you're telling me that I was good enough to be on air and I got a couple of things wrong, which weren't actually factually wrong. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was more about delivery.
It was more about delivery.
Yeah, yeah.
It was more about delivery. So I'm like, even if you don't like my delivery, you kind of like me.
Yeah, yeah. Which is fucking great to you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, look, I've always been a person, MacGyver, just growing up in general, I've always had thick skin.
Yeah.
Like, I literally am a person who rolls off my back, I move on. I do not give a flying what anybody says.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine where I'd be if I gave a flying what anybody says.
Yeah.
So I think starting there at YFM, having your first broadcast on air with DJ Spoo, it's a good thing it happened that way. I really appreciate all the hardships I went through at YFM.
I used to walk to from the highway to the studio.
We used to yalala wena. Hey, determination, Baba.
We had cars at that time, so
but you know, you had a car. You were like the only person. You were like the only person with a car. Like even the boss didn't have a car. He had a car.
So just to explain, you used to work. So the studios were in Rosebank.
Rosebank Mall. And then I used to get off at the off ramp on the highway.
Wow. Which Glenhove?
Yeah, Glenhove.
Yo.
But then you must remember that I then am in a group of people where Roya is sleeping underneath the studio desk. I'm in with a group of people where Komoto and them are sleeping over at night, making noodles the whole night, sitting and sleeping in studio. Yeah,
ground zero.
Right? Mm. I actually have the privilege to go home to Midrand and have my aunt cook us food. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then come back with his kaftini the next morning. Other people were walking from Randburg to Rosebank. So,
and yeah, Lynn was walking from Melville. Ne?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's also very nice to know that we literally worked so hard to be where we are. Nobody can ever take these things away from me. This is something I've honestly put a lot of hard work into. I'm not just going to fold and falter because someone has an opinion.
Mm.
Come on, MacGyver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a very beautiful journey, actually.
Shit, man. And what did you learn through that journey? No wonder you stay grounded, ne?
Yeah, because I know how to walk.
You know what I'm saying?
When I think about not going to work and messing up a rug, I'm like, Mugela, you shall walk, ne? Continue, you shall walk.
Yeah. So after that bulletin, did you decide, okay, cool, I'm going to focus on sports now? Or was it still
it really, like, it literally was not after that bulletin. It was like, okay, I did this one bulletin. But I mean, I was just doing my boss
a favor.
A favor, yeah. What he told me to do. Mm. I did a couple. And then after a while, I think it was Kendall and Majov, they're like, hey, actually,
you're quite dope.
Polish up a little bit. And then my contract changed to sports because it was news at first.
Yeah.
And
now we're getting the cars.
No, now we're not getting the cars. Actually, my first car, MacGyver, it was after quite a long time.
Mm.
First of all, I had like massive car phobia.
Mm.
Massive car phobia. I'd literally get into a car. I don't prefer people driving me.
Yeah.
And I get into a car. If I'm in the front seat, I'll like fold my legs just in case there's an impact and then I don't crush my legs.
Yeah.
So it took me quite a while to buy my own car. It was after my driver almost fired me for not buying a car. Like, he gave me his first warning. I'm like, but much of her, I mean, like, if you're going to work in this newsroom, Moeng, you have to have driver's license. I'm like, but Machova, I actually literally came into this newsroom before you came up with this law. Yeah. So he was like, nah, bruh. He gave me so many warnings. Like, but I thank him for that.
Yeah.
Today they call me Schumacher.
Listen to you. All right, then comes 5FM. When does 5FM come?
Ooh, 5FM. Are you asking me dates? You see, that's also one thing I don't do. I don't really document and record my stuff, but I moved to 5 after the World Cup.
2010?
No, it was 2011, I think, because 2010, I just joined Supersport, and then 2011, I then moved to 5FM. Mm. And then I did Weekend Breakfast with Thomas Msengana, Tommy Two Goons, Duduzili Ramley, my girl. Yeah. We were also with Alma Smith, and then later on we were joined by Vic Naidu. Our producer was Ben. It was really cool times. Yeah. And the coolest thing was I then got to travel again and meet up with my buddy Dineo, Lucy. So that was really cool. It was a nice experience.
Why did you leave 5?
Oh, I left 5 because I then became pregnant, right? Mm. And at that time, I was offered to move to another show.
Got pregnant, so no shop or so no?
No. Same goes to you, nigga. Same goes to you, ninja.
Yeah.
So I'd just gotten pregnant, and then they wanted me to move to during the week, every single day. And I was like, wait a minute, hold up. Like, I'm already shocked by like being pregnant in the first place, and then I need to be a mom for the very first time. I can't.
And it's your first kid.
Exactly. Mm. And I thought working every single day on radio, a certain time frame that is normal time frame for babies to wake up and so forth.
It's challenging.
It was going to be a bit challenging. Yeah. And what they were offering me at that time was not where I wanted to go. So I was like...
What were they offering you?
But anyway, it was not where I wanted to go. So I was like, yo, guys, it's really been cool. Juices. That was the first time I actually quit a job.
Wow.
No, actually, it wasn't. I'm lying. How did I leave? Why? I quit. Oh, yeah.
You can tell she does sports. She knows how to dribble her way out of questions. All right, so Super Sport, did you have to audition?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Ooh. Yeah, that day. Len actually convinced me to go to Supersport, guys. Okay. So we're in the newsroom at YFM, and then the phone just kept on ringing the whole day. And some lady was like, oh, we're looking for people to audition for Supersport. Are there any ladies around? I was like, they're all gone. She was like... And she was like, okay, if anybody can come through, you know, the auditions are closing at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, bye. Then he's like, what's going on, bro? I'm like, Supersport auditions again. Like, he's like, no, why don't you go? I'm like, please. So you can go stand in a line with like a million people and just embarrass yourself and just not get chosen.
And you're not going to get it.
And like be the laughing stock of everyone. Like, no, please, I ain't going to waste my time.
Yeah.
The afternoon goes a little bit. Me and Len are sitting outside doing what we do. And then he's like, nah, bruh, go. But then also there was a problem of my job. Mm. Like, how am I going to sneak out of the office first of all? It was just too much trouble.
Yeah.
Lord and behold, there goes my job downstairs to the basement, gets into his car. I'm like, wow. You know, like a kid at a candy store watching the car leave. I'm like, bye, Papa. Ran to the taxi. Literally don't know what I'm going to do.
So now we've upgraded. We're taking taxis now. We're not walking.
One day I'll get a private jet. You must please come back when I'm a billionaire so we can have this conversation again. And I can inspire like a lot of people and be like the next Elon Musk, please. So I then caught a taxi, got off at Randburg Taxi Rank. And you see, that's a messed up thing. Robert went and told that same story at my wedding, how my taxis were dirty. I'm like,
yeah.
Really? Got to the audition. I was the very last person. When I got there, there were so many models, like literally industry slay queens of back then. Like, no, seriously. And I was a mess.
Yeah.
I was dry.
Wow.
Ashy.
Yeah.
Yo. Get in there. It's a studio. There's Robert Morawa. I'm like, wow.
You met Robert at the audition?
Yeah. No,
no way.
And I'm like,
the
okay.
Pressure.
It's just the two of you. And he asks you questions.
Just the two of you guys.
And he asks you questions. Sporting questions. Rugby, like cricket. I'm like, yo. But I know. I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
Answered all those questions because, I mean, hello, these are like my sports bulletins all day.
And at that time, you're like, ah, fuck it. Let me just get this out of the way. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. Let me just answer the questions. Yeah. I don't want to embarrass myself. I know the answers anyway. But why are you guys asking me such easy questions?
Yeah.
But it's okay. Fine. And I leave. In fact, I remember saying to Robert specifically that thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm going to go home now and have 3 shots of tequila. I appreciate your time. And I left. And I really went home and had 3 shots of tequila. I literally forgot about it.
Yeah. What did they call you?
2 days later.
2 days later.
They called me. They're like, yo, bruh, come back to Supersport. I'm like, ah, real auditions. Hey, these people. Anyway, let me go try because hey, maybe you never know. Yeah. Hey, real auditions. I can't do it when we got there. It's a whole table. It's a team. We're done. Here's a show.
Wow.
Thursday Night Live with Marawa. We are starting off on Thursday. We're having this meeting probably Tuesday.
And it changed your life, dude, that show.
No, it did. I mean, I remember I got a weave. To the side. To the side. I was like, yeah. I was wearing a suit. I don't even want to see that picture from the first day.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a shirt. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
And we started doing the show and it was really and is the best time of my life.
Wow. Weren't you scared because you're working with the legend? I mean, Robert, we all love
No,
Robert,
yeah. Definitely. Like the first show, that's what I'm saying. I don't even want to see the first show. All I remember was that they asked me in this nice new studio, ne? Newly built World Cup studio. And then there's even smoke machine, pump up the smoke. That's what they say. Psh, psh, psh. And we're there in silhouette. We're coming down the stairs. You know when you can feel your knees shaking down? I'm like, Jesus be with me. Let me not fall. Let me not fall. And it's like an adrenaline rush thing, I suppose. And that actually wasn't my first time on TV because I happened to do Yo TV as well.
You did Yo TV? Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, happened to do Yo TV. But I didn't do that for long as well. So I was used to an earpiece and live TV and go. Radio also prepares you for that.
Yeah.
So even though my knees were shaking, which you probably could see, inside, ha, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
But after a few seconds, you warm up to it and then you just kick it off. And it also does help having Rob next to you. As much as he's someone that has done so much in the sport broadcasting world. Oh no, it's tunes, you know, when he walks into a room, like he's got
that presence.
He's the coolest person to work with. Like, honestly, swear to God, the coolest person. He made it so easy. I was so scared that this guy was gonna, but he also didn't make it easy, like give you, but.
He didn't spoon feed you.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
I never knew you were so close with them until you spoke at your wedding. I was like, oh, shit, this is real. It's not just industry love, you know?
Maybe. Angithi Vela, you guys usually doubt me. You know, I go off to London, chill with Jay-Z, and all y'all said I was lying, you and Chile and everybody. Oh, you lying. And then my photo evidence comes like 6 months later, but I still got it, like, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you learned from Robert, like, in broadcasting, and as a human being?
The one thing that I've learned from working with Rob is that, you see, one thing that people don't understand is that Rob probably gets to studio like 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the G.
5 minutes before and he's been doing another show and he's moving on to another show and he still has time when he walks into studio to personally greet someone and look you in the eye and be like, yo, MacGyver, you strong, you good, you know. But once it's lights, camera, action, be in the moment. Like, just be in the moment. And it almost feels like you are in some sort of bubble with unicorn magic. And it's nice to make magic with someone who's a magician.
Wow. fuck.
Yeah.
Bars. Bars, nigga. Bars. Dude, one thing I envy about you is I love traveling, dude. And you're forever traveling. How's your passport looking?
My passport's actually quite empty.
Yeah, you're lying.
No, I'm serious. I probably travel once a year.
No, bruh. You've done Russia.
But that's once a year. But that's once every year. I want like I won every year in 365 days. Otherwise, when I'm traveling, Toyando. Barimini. You know? Yeah. Toyando, Limpopo.
Yeah.
Cape Town, be like, Cape Town is like Europe, Baba. Yeah. You know, but otherwise, it's just once a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, traveling is nice, MacGyver. It's just that it would have been nice had it come before I had... it did come before I had Tando. I mustn't lie. I had been traveling before. But now that I've got Tando, it becomes so difficult. Mm. The last birthday I was here was when she was 2.
Wow.
She's turning 5.
Damn,
I ain't going to be here.
Yeah.
She better be strong and better Skype her mommy.
Now, how did your family react when you started becoming famous? I think you're the first to be famous in your family, isn't it?
No.
You're not. Who else has been famous?
You see, that's the problem when you come from a family like mine. It's like, hey guys, I'm on TV. They're like, so what? So, he's not really, it's not like a Kwaito artist or like a hip hop artist who like sold platinum.
Yeah.
But my uncle, when we were still growing up in the 90s. So he used to sing opera music.
Mm.
And then he got some like really, really famous scholarship to Cape Town. And he used to sing at the Cape Town Jazz Festival all the time. Then he got some first scholarship to go over to New York and as a good close friend with Pavarotti.
Yeah.
And he even quit his operatic life and, you know, has gone off to some farm. And like, it's like, yo, bro, you ain't done shit in your life.
And how many are you in the family?
As my siblings.
Yeah.
There's 4 of us. I'm the oldest,
okay.
Queen Bee. Mm. And then there's my late brother, Khotso. There's my little brother, Khotso, who got a girl pregnant.
Mm. Runs in the family.
Am I actually? Oh, shit. Can we cut that out? No, for real. When's this gonna air?
No, let me watch YouTube. Don't worry.
What?
But it's gonna come out anyway.
Yeah, and the baby's gonna come anyway.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. But I'm really excited, so I'm gonna be an aunt. And then my little sister, Didi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how was it like losing your late brother at such a young age?
It was hard, but I also feel like it's something that sometimes I see it as almost like a blessing in a sense, because I feel like back then I was still who I am, but I wasn't awake and aware of the world. And I think that just made me more awake and aware.
Mm.
And that's why today I'm also a person who takes things very, not lightly,
yeah,
but I am not going to sweat the small stuff.
Mm.
I don't have time to sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow I'll be here, tomorrow I won't. So every single second I get to spend with Tando, if it's time for shopping, we're going to spend the money.
Mm.
Okay. If we want to go do manicures and pedicures, we're going to go do it right now.
Yeah.
Because I also do understand that we're not all going to be here. So I also try not to hold grudges because I'm not going to waste my time being angry at freaking MacGyver. Like, who the
I've never actually seen you angry. I've never seen you angry.
Oh, I get angry. I hardly ever get angry. Like, I hardly ever, because I try my level best not to. It's something that I consciously do because I get angry very ugly.
Yeah.
So I try not to.
Let's talk about your husband, because for the longest time at YFM,
people thought he was
fake. She had an imaginary boyfriend. And it turns out he actually had a boyfriend.
Keep on imagining him.
You guys got married, you got kids and shit. I gotta applaud him, dude, because when I didn't even try to get with you because I thought you were way above my level. I didn't even try. I'm like, I and easy love.
Well, there was someone who snatched her.
Yeah.
And we'd actually been dating since I was 21.
And I've seen you guys. I've had the pleasure of seeing you guys together. You guys are amazing together.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Well, because we can't see ourselves from outside, man. So I'm always wondering, Guti, do we? Leafy. Leafy, my liver, my lungs. Yeah. So, you know, it's always different. Like, do we look like we like, are we cool? Like, because you see, the problem is we really think like we're not cool.
Yeah.
We think like we're like super old.
Yeah.
Like, especially like when everyone's around and we're like,
although we. So I was doing, I had my show when you were getting married, so I couldn't come to the wedding. I was working night shift. So after the show, I'm like, yo, is the wedding still happening? Lynn's like, yeah, we're still chilling, yeah. So I drive to, where was the wedding?
It was at Avianto.
Avianto. I get there, everybody's finished. Robert had left. I thought I was going to see Robert.
And how do you even miss that? Because people state it was like a serious after party.
Yeah.
It was like.
So everybody's gone. It's just me, Lynn, Tato, her husband. And the husband's like, starts rolling a joint. He's got the bottles out there. He's like, yo, let's get fucked up. I'm like, all right, dog, let's go. We go to you. We go to their room. Ah, oh, nigga passes out. And then me and you, we sat there. We spoke until the morning, man.
I hate the fact that we sat there mostly because we didn't have mix.
And the garage was far, dude.
We got mix.
Yeah, man. But how's marriage life been? I mean,
Married life has been. Okay, I won't say it hasn't been without its challenges, because I'm not going to lie.
You guys have challenges, no ways.
Everybody fucking has challenges. What the fuck are you talking about? Do you have a challenge every time you go to an ATM? Do you get 1,000 rand every time? No, nigga. So please. Yeah. Of course we have our challenges. But I think it also helps that we've been together for so long. Yeah. I mean, we started dating in 2006. We passed the decade mark. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't want to rush into getting married, because Dumisani wanted to get married from a very long time ago. And I was like, just wait. I'm still busy with my career. I'm still busy with my career. Yeah. And then I realized that, you know what, whether my career is there or not, we'd been living together. Mm. We were living as married people anyway. Mm. And
that's how you make babies.
That's how you make babies.
So when I look at you from afar, right? So this is me taking the friendship out of the equation.
Yeah.
You look like someone who's got life figured out, man. Do you have any insecurities?
No, I don't have life figured out.
That you're on a show?
Of course I do. Oh my gosh. Like, I tell my mom all the time, after, like, people don't tell you the truth about childbirth.
Okay.
And what happens afterwards? Your body is never yours again.
Yeah.
They're never honest with you. Like, my nose changed shape.
No way.
It did. I swear it did. Yeah. And like 3 days after I gave birth, I went to my mom, like, mama, and I was crying. And she's like, what's your problem? Keep going. So, of course I have insecurities. I'm a girl. Mm. Okay.
She's looking good, man. I'd bang that.
In my house. Dumisani is shy away. Yes, of course I still look good. Hello. But obviously, it's not just bodily insecurities. Mm. I think, come on, I'm too old for that kind of stuff. Mm. Like, really. Mm. You know, yes, every day you'd want to look a bit skinnier here and there, but this is my body. That's what God gave me. There's nothing I can change about it. I can make it look better. Hello. But there's nothing I can change about it. Insecurities come with the world, losing people, things that I fear, things like that. Not really bodily insecurities.
All right, cool. Let's have some fun. We're going to play a game. It's called Story Time, ne? I'm going to say a celebrity's name and then
this
tell me
like
if you're going to story.
This is like a deep interview.
Yeah, you're not going to get this deep, ne? Because we're always talking shit.
Where's MacGyver?
This is Mac G.
Podcast and chill with Mike G.
So I'm going to give you a celebrity's name, ne?
Okay.
And then you must tell me a story if you have one.
Ooh, you know I've got stories for days.
We're going to need another hour. Shoma Josie.
Oh, no story. Just that when she first came through for TNL, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys have to get this girl onto the show. And they're always like, I tattoo in her music.
Yeah.
And then when she finally came, they're like, is this your Shoma Josie? I'm like, yeah. Wait, guys, wait. Watch. And she killed it.
Yeah, did. Are you proud of her now?
She But she's always been that amazing. Mm. Like, it's not her fault people were sleeping on her before. Like, she's always been that amazing. And I love the fact that my daughter adores Shoma. Like, Sesima Josie. Not Shoma Josie. No. Sesima. She literally adores Shoma Josie. And I feel like when I told her this, she just looked at me like, every mom comes to me and says they daughter. But my daughter literally adores her. When she goes to the salon, she's asking for Shoma Josie hair. Wow. She's been wanting pink hair. And I love the fact that she's got a great role model to look up to.
Yeah. She's got no scandals.
Yeah.
So far.
No, but even though so, I like Shoma Josie because she's a strong woman.
Yeah.
This is the kind of girl I want my daughter to be. Someone who's not afraid to say what exactly, you know? And that's what I love about her. The fact that she's so multilingual as well.
Dr. Ivan Koza.
Dr. Ivan Koza.
The Duke.
The Duke. With the iron. Ooh, YFM.
Okay.
YFM. Machova had sent me out to a press conference. At, was it Soccer City? Don't remember where the press conference was, but somewhere in the south. And I think I was with Len. I don't remember. And we used to also have Current Affairs, remember,
with
Zamanyusa.
Zamanyusa.
And it was just before the World Cup. Like, we were like literally now full steam ahead. This was probably the first official press conference that would give us good, detailed, meaty information. Yeah. Every single journalist in the country wanted to be there. Worst of all, it was when we were announcing our coach.
Oh, yes. Pereira. Yes. I remember.
Everybody's running after the press briefing. They have the press briefing. Then they invite the media over, radio, the side, television, like a mixed zone. And as everyone's there, as I'm a short little puny thing. I'm trying to, yeah, it's come push, you know, aye. And I'm like, all these people.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're trying to get an interview with Pereira. Yeah. And I happen to just, boom. Oh, hi, Dr. Koza. How are you doing? Hi. Well, I'm Tata from YFM. We've got a show called Current Affairs. It's an hour. Would you like to please come through and detail the whole plan of the IOC and the local organizing committee here in South Africa, what we're going to do, Pereira and everything? Current Affairs starts at 7.
Yeah.
I think it was 5:30. Said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I called Machova. Like, Machova, Dr. Koza says he's going to come. Whatever. Yeah, hey, wing. And at that day, we didn't even have a guest. Was the ball. And I'm like, yeah, it's Tata and her dreams. I'm like, Len, I'm telling you, bruh. We drive back to YFM. I'm like, yo, this guy's not going to come. But we still make extra plans. We've got sound clips.
Backup
sound clips of something else different to do for Current Affairs. Zama's about to go on air. You know Zama. She's about to like punch me in the face. Like, girl, you said someone's coming. And honestly, God, there's Tata Koza standing there at the doors of YFM. Remember the roof
thing? Yeah.
The glass doors there.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, at Amma Kim Kim, Dr. Koza at Amma Kim Kim, you know? And he literally pulled through.
Wow.
And that was honestly one of our best Current Affairs episodes. One of our other best Current Affairs episodes was with Thabo Mbeki.
Mm.
I remember that one. Yeah. Patricia DeLille, funny enough, one of our best. Angie Mutsekga was also one of the good ones. Damn, Current Affairs was good, man.
And weren't you scared of him because Unomsunzi?
What?
What do you call it? Oh, I'm doing this.
The presence.
I don't know you. I don't know who he is.
Okay, cool. Ryan Giggs.
Oh, Ryan Giggs used my headphones that I still use today to listen to music.
Oh, stay on here.
Sirs, actually. I need to go clean up my earphones.
Dude, that's Ryan Giggs, a legend. I'd sell them, bruh.
Oh, Ryan Giggs. I never got to meet Ryan Giggs when he came to Supersport to be an analyst for us. Mm. And everybody asked it. I was like, I don't remember where I was. And then I then did that UEFA Champions League match, or that little crossing from Durban. Mm-hmm. It was at Ismaya Lounge or something. And then it was the Manchester United game. Mm. Ryan Giggs was cool. I got to chat to him backstage just before we went on air. That's like 5 minutes. So not much of a conversation. And then we then...
Listen to her. She's talking about Ryan Giggs like, I know he's cool, man.
But must I lie? What do you want me to say? He was angelic. I saw the class of 99 come through. I was like, Ryan, please come take over the reins at Manchester United. No. So, yeah, and then we went on air. We chatted about the game, and then afterwards we chatted again. It literally was... It was nice. It was a very nice experience. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Didn't you want to ask him why he's did a you tell your no. wife? I'd be itching to ask that.
But Ryan Giggs was cool.
Yeah.
The one person who I spent a little bit more time with was Phil Neville.
And Gary.
That was I never got to meet Gary Neville.
Okay.
But Phil was really cool. And was it Danny? Yeah, but it was nice. Phil Neville, I got to work with a couple of games during the World Cup. Russia, but then we got to actually sit and talk and ask questions about your family. And the guy's asking me about my daughter. And then the next day he's asking, how's Tando doing?
Oh, wow. You see, Phil Neville knows Tando. Hey,
my Tando's famous, guys. See, those are the ones that, because you get to, you must imagine this, MacGyver. I probably get to meet quite a lot of people. And that's why I'm saying I need to start recording what I do.
Yeah.
10 years on TNL, there's like a good 6 guests every single episode. At some point in time, we did 300 episodes, but we surpassed 300. But there's different guests every week, and we've had a variety of guests. There are people that you'll remember. They might be someone who's so insignificant to you, but that I remember because of maybe what they said or the
cover. Human touch.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So sometimes you actually really do forget. Did you meet him?
I know you're not going to forget this nigga, Jay-Z.
No, but I already mentioned that one. O2 Arena, London, baby, basketball, high knees. You know what I'm talking about. It's your girl T. Oh, man. And, you know, I literally was a basketball court, and then I'd met him in the afternoon in a crowd again. It helps to be short. In a crowd again, walking to the O2 Arena. We'd come there for some basketball showpiece, Africa, whatnot, invited by ESPN.
Yeah.
And then we went there. Oh, Tato Sekgaole. Who else went through? Yo, a lot of Caddy went through as well. And then we got to meet him as we're getting into the O2 Arena. And then somebody happened to take a picture of me. And that's how come I had proof when you guys said I was lying.
Yeah.
And then afterwards in the evening, I asked him, can I please have an interview with you? And he just told me, yeah, wait. I'm like, Gwena, you think Kuti I'm playing games? You think Kuti Mina? I come all the way on my first flight from South Africa to London and I'm not going to work. You want my chauffeur to get back there and say, what did you do? Why, where's the evidence that you worked? No, don't try to
have
it's a basketball court. We were sitting on the other side. They were sitting on the other side, court side. And I see this guy. It's not full yet because obviously we got there earlier. And I'm like, what's stopping me to go there? He said, I must come back later. I walk. They started laughing at me. Tato, where are you going? I'm like, nah, I just want to see something. Let me just go. I walk. When I get there, there's no barrier. It says media barrier. But I'm from South Africa. How long do you block a like more. So like you say, I can walk here. Mugela walks in Gangena. I see them. They sit. He was sitting with some other actor. I forgot his name. He looked like that guy from This Is Us. But anyway, like a Samuel L. Jackson type of black guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was famous too. I didn't care. I went and I walked across and I was like, "Hi, sir, Mr. Jay-Z. You said I could come back." He says, "Yeah. Just sit down." And I literally got to sit down next to him like
this.
And I was like, I'm looking over at my friends over. I'm like,
wow.
I can't believe my shit. I'm like fixing my shit. And literally we then got to sit. we had a chat. When you're opening up for Africa, and I all of a sudden have an American accent, at basketball court in Africa. Those are the kind of questions I ask, because I was just so, I was so flabbergasted. Yeah. But I actually got to interview him, came back with the audio, and I was like, cool.
Shit,
you know? And then wait, hold up, hold up. Not forgetting that I got to drink Heineken with Jay-Z.
Wow. Yeah, life man. Goals. Who am I? Who do we drink Heineken with?
McG.
More land.
More Jay-Z. Yeah, no, but that was also, I think it just, it was nice doing something like that, because then you realize that if you actually want to go get something, I literally didn't care that he was Jay-Z.
Mm.
No, I did, but I didn't care.
At that moment.
No, I was just thinking of Machova. Machova scared us so much. I was just like, you. So I can't come back to SA and tell the story that I saw Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Where's my proof? Where's my audio?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so thanks, Machova.
Yeah, because where's my audio?
Yeah.
Like, what can I win? You're going to get there and get, like, all starstruck.
Yeah.
No, Machova never played those games of getting starstruck.
So who would you see? Who do you think you'd see now? Because you've seen almost everybody. I'm not even going to go through the list. Who would you want to see now that, like, literally make you shake in your boots?
I don't know.
Nah.
No. Like I'm saying, it has to be someone who emotionally and human-wise connect with me. Because I've met so many different people, you get to know that some of the guys you look up to are the shittiest people in the world.
Yeah.
You know? So now I don't have that thing of actually, yes, there are amazing people I'd like to interview, get to know, meet. But I literally take anybody that I interview by face value, and you actually really get something from that person. So, yo, bruh.
Dude, how the fuck do you stay so humble, bruh? So grounded.
I walked.
I always tell everyone about my Trevor Noah story. I would be telling that Jay-Z story every interview.
Were you serious?
Yeah.
But does it put more...
No, it doesn't.
It literally...
Yeah.
I've been around for so long,
yeah,
MacGyver.
True.
It actually is nice to be under the radar and people just, oh, little mouse, whatever, I'm working, okay?
Because you literally go there, do your work, and you fuck off.
Yeah.
That's
okay, no, that's actually a lie. I go there, work, and then go party a little bit. And then, it's work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, after so many years, am I really just going to mess it up for... Nah, bro. Work and go.
Fuck, Tata, dude. I love you so much, man. What I love about you is you haven't changed. Still, from the first day I met you, still haven't changed. Jay-Z or no Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z or no Jay-Z. Heck, I'm per million. Maybe I'm going to change.
Psycho, because you lost your record.
No, not anymore. I like decided a while back ago, like TV already adds like 10K
like,
to you, like literally. So I was like, oh my God, move away from the beer, because cover functions was not happening.
Yeah.
Like not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I work in TV.
Have you had any challenges in your career?
Of course I have. It's like marriage. Of course.
Dude.
Of
your
course you have.
Been like this, dude, seamless.
Yeah, but obviously, even though it seems that way from the outside, inside, you have to polish up a lot of things. There's a lot of demons you got to fight. Mm. There's a lot of people going wayward. And I'm like, please, like, really? Like, go try somewhere else, okay? Don't come play here. So there obviously have been challenges, you know. But it's also, like I say, if I sweat the small stuff, where would I be? You know, the challenges come. But you decide on the radar, this is a challenge, this low. Ah, never mind.
I hate this fucking question, but I'm going to ask you because I want to see what you're going to respond. So how do you see?
That question's not there.
No. What do you want to tell a young girl watching this who looks up to you? What advice do you want to give them?
Work.
Yes. Sebenza kill.
Like, really work.
Sebenza kill.
Like...
No, I just wanted to see how you'd answer that.
No, just work. Whether you work at McDonald's, Checkers, SABC, Supersport, podcast with McG, work, Baba. What's your problem? Yeah. You want to sit at home and what? Watch other people work.
Yeah.
But work. Ah, come on, guys.
All right, cool. Tata, thank you so much, man. So what are your future endeavors? What are you working on?
I am working on a new show. Really, really cool. I like
Super
it.
Sport, isn't it?
Yeah, on Super Sport.
Nice. Send you an SMS.
So it's this nice new show on Super Sport.
Hey, that ain't funny. Kill me after this.
No, that ain't funny. Like, I did not agree to this. This is a disclaimer. I did not know that he was even coming to my house. Like, But there's a new show that I'm working on. It's going to come out soon. It's really cool. It's something in line with football, of course, but it's something that I really love and I'm passionate with. I like passion projects. Mm. I like passion projects, getting to know people's backstories, because it is true. Most people, most black people, which I never understand sometimes on social media, you know, we act all big shindig. Oh, I never do that. How could you speak like that? Like, your family is, most of your family is probably like that. There's someone in your family like that. So I love passionate stories about ordinary South Africans trying to make it in life. It's really nice to see those stories. Maybe those are the stories the young girls should watch.
Nah.
Yeah.
Do you get any trolls on social media?
Yeah, of course.
No, suffering.
I blocked him. There's one thing I've learned. Like, that's the best thing I've learned.
Yeah.
Say anything that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about that life. I'm. Why must I sit on my social media and read bad things about me?
Yeah.
No, it's my social media, just like my phone. Yeah. If you're going to call me on my phone and you're going to talk nonsense, I'm going to drop the phone. Yeah. If you're going to talk nonsense and tag me, just don't tag me. It's okay. But if you're going to tag me, I'm going to block you.
Baby number two, is it on the way?
Not now. I'm drinking gin. So, the poor baby... but yeah, we'll see. Tanda's getting really lonely, Shane, my poor child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she literally walks out the kitchen door. She's got an imaginary friend. Keleto!
It's time to work.
You know? And then she keeps on. Now she wants to speak Afrikaans like the neighbors, you know, Chloe and Phoebe. Why doesn't she speak Afrikaans? Where's her brothers? And she imagines these people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to get her.
To life.
I need to get her a sibling. But I just need to find a surrogate. Because that's like the coolest thing to do now.
Yeah.
And I'm cool now, right?
Yeah, no,
I like, I've cool. made it to podcast with McG.
Is that the level? Is that the
yeah. Like, I've made it here. So I'm like literally going to rock up to the shops with my sunglasses.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people.
Yeah.
Like,
I was telling Lena, I didn't want to do this interview because I already know you. I'm like, what am I going to ask her? Like, I already know Tato. But I've learned so much, actually.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I just had Hey, we had it, yeah. And I hope you got that love. I love your love. I know I did a good job if I hear that love. Push up.
I'm choking you so bad. I'm dying.
But yeah, we out of here, man.
Thank you. That was actually really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, man.
That was really, really cool.
For another hour, dude.
Yeah, but then that's unfair to everybody else.
Yeah. Social media, where you at? How many followers you got now?
I don't have followers. So please do follow me. I'm really trying this Instagram thing out.
Yeah.
I'm already posting live videos.
Okay.
Like Instagram I'm live. Practicing. Like this is me. Like half the time in my car.
Because you gotta have the pose, yo.
You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't I need music to be like
some AKA, some Drake?
Yeah. Mistakenly just flip over the camera, show the badge of my car, bring it back on some yee.
Yeah,
ridiculous,
yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
Anyway, Instagram and on Twitter at Tato Moyeng. That's simple.
I don't think I'm following you on Instagram, ne?
It's okay, I don't need you to follow me. Who needs MacGyver to follow them?
Oh,
no,
man.
My guy. Oh, and actually, there was a picture. It was a throwback to the day.
Yeah.
Did you see it? We're looking dry.
There's the laugh. I got it. I'm here, man. Peace.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
The This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.